I'm Sophie Crow, and this is the Sophie Crow Radio Show. Coming to you from above topsecret.com with an ATS podcast.
You don't know what you got. It's gone.
Today's show is called Bird Flu. Why worry now?
The corporate solution.
Scientists have been warning us about superbugs and superplagues for 50 years, but the superplague never came. So why should we listen?
50 years ago, it was evident that we were facing an evolutionary crisis.
In 1959, Dr. J.E. Wilson, from the veterinary laboratory in Lasswade, Scotland, sent a chicken with H5N1 bird flu to Addlestone, where the strain was isolated and used for experiments. That was 46 years ago. Dr. Wilson has since disappeared. There is no record of his existence, except at the Lasswade Laboratory.
Corporate conspiracy.
The critical point was reached in 1997, the point of self-organizing criticality. By 2001, the scientific proof was absolutely undeniable.
Economic destabilization, the corporate strategy.
Since the 1990s, the list of diseases that have hitchhiked directly from animals to people has grown rapidly. Hantavirus, SARS, monkeypox, and most recently, avian influenza, commonly called bird flu.
Corporate solution.
The critical point occurred in 1997. This point would be called self-organized criticality in complexity theory. This biological point is the one that microbiologists have been warning us about for 50 years.
In 1997, two long-predicted events finally happened. Two very scary new diseases appeared in the world.
Population reduction, the corporate solution.
In 1997, H5N1 bird flu infected humans in Hong Kong. H5N1's claim to fame is that it jumps species without requiring species-specific genetic material. H5N1 is a type A influenza virus, so it infects birds, people, whales, seals, cats, horses, dogs, ferrets, almost any animal. Sometimes it's deadly, sometimes it's not. If it's not fatal, the infected victim might become a carrier.
The thing is, birds and whales migrate, and H5N1 was first discovered in 1959. Which means H5N1 has been spreading around the world and mutating 46 years, at least. Which also means H5N1 in a form that infects people been spreading around the world for at least 8 years. Don't forget, people can fly halfway around the world in a few hours. Sure, the lethal form was contained. But what about the non-lethal strains?
Economic destabilization, the corporate strategy. The second new disease that appeared in 1997 was just as scary as H5N1 bird flu. At a press conference on May 23rd in 1997, scientists finally acknowledged the arrival of the untreatable bacteria they had feared for years. The scientists' reports were grim.
Today, superbugs look triumphant. They are bacteria that resist our antibiotics. The drugs which have kept us safe for 50 years are beginning to fail. This is a serious situation. Over the past 5 years, we've clearly seen a change in our ability to treat what should have been easily treatable infections because the bacteria have developed the ability of resisting the antibiotics. And the more antibiotics we use, the more resistant bacteria become. Every year, more than 5 million people die from infections that don't respond to antibiotics.
So now, we've got diseases that bypass the immune system and our finest medical technologies, too.
Assisted suicide, euthanasia, eugenics, assisted suicide, the corporate solution.
Much has happened biologically in the 8 years since 1997. For example, superbugs are now an everyday reality. In March of 2005, the chief of infectious disease at Montreal's Jewish General Hospital, Dr. Mark Miller, had this to say.
Something happened 18 to 24 months ago. Now, it seems any antibiotic can bring on the disease.
Superbugs are highly contagious and lethal bacteria. They can't be treated with antibiotics.
In fact, antibiotics now cause previously benign bacteria to mutate into lethal forms. Most superbugs mutate into highly contagious and lethal forms on exposure to antibiotics inside the host's body.
Population reduction.
By the end of 2004, governments in North America officially acknowledged 5 new superbugs.
Clostridium difficile, methicillin-resistant staph, VRE, flesh-eating disease, and ESBL-producing bacteria. In addition, several chronic debilitating infections fall under the VRE and ESBL categories. These diseases once were strictly hospital infections, but no more. Now, they're out in the world.
Economic destabilization.
Many, many more superbugs exist that are not fatal. They cause chronic debilitation and disability. But they're not talked about publicly to prevent panic and to protect the economy.
The corporate strategy.
So, why is this happening? Where do all these new diseases come from? Industrial activity, medicines, and other human actions are altered our planet's chemistry and biology and life's genetic structures. We have changed the stuff our world is made of at a fundamental level. Now, we are just beginning to recognize the effects.
The corporate strategy.
Industry introduced over 80,000 synthetic chemicals into our environment, and these chemicals can come together to form an infinite number of never-before-seen chemical compounds. The human body is not equipped to deal with these new compounds, and neither is any other life form on Earth.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
We isolated the radiation, concentrated it, and released it into our bodies with medical tests, and into the atmosphere with nuclear tests, and with bombs in war, and in weapons made from depleted uranium. Radiation doesn't just make cells mutate, it causes genetic mutations.
The corporate solution.
We take medicine, drugs, that change our body's internal environment at the protein level, which is about as fundamental as you can get. Then, we excrete our biologically contaminated waste into sewage systems that dump it into waterways and flow to the oceans and contaminate groundwater and soil too.
And we have done much, much more to change our world.
Life has no choice but to change along with the planet. The choice is clear. Adapt or die.
And life does find a way.
Microbes are mutating. The list of new diseases is growing daily, and these new diseases jump directly between animals and people. Fish, frogs, and other amphibians are changing. Birds are adapting. Mammals are mutating. Polar bears, whales, and people too.
So, is industry really responsible for all of our problems? Isn't there more to the story? That's an interesting question. The human body, any life form, is a complex system that exists within a larger complex system and interacts with it and with all the other complex systems that exist. So we all are a relationship as much as we are an individual. And everything, including disease, is multifactorial. The idea that we can find one single cause for an isolated effect is just illusion. There always are a multitude of different factors involved in any dynamic, including the dynamic of disease. But yes, there is an idea that something additional and unseen is driving our evolutionary crisis. The idea is that we are under biological attack, and have been for nearly a century.
Many biowarfare experts believe the attacks are coming from corporate industry, the mega corporations that operate internationally. There was a huge debate about this on the internet at the end of the 1990s. Most of the papers have disappeared down the memory hole.
Corporate conspiracy.
But at least one good paper still remains.
In 2000, a microbiologist named Dr. Mark Wheelis published a paper called Agricultural Biowarfare and Bioterrorism.
Economic Destabilization, the Corporate Strategy.
Anti-agricultural biowarfare and bioterrorism differ significantly from the same activities directed against humans. For instance, there exist a variety of possibilities for economic gain for perpetrators, and the list of possible perpetrators includes corporations, which may have state-of-the-art technical expertise. Agricultural corporations, including producers, processors, and shippers, could benefit immensely from the economic impacts, market share changes, and financial market effects of a successful biological attack. Many also employ expert plant pathologists or veterinarians and have large collections of pathogens. The combination of motivation, expertise, and materials within a single closed organization is worrisome.
Corporate conspiracy, economic destabilization, the corporate strategy.
Bioweapons that attack agriculture will affect humans. They did. They do. Somebody opened Pandora's box, and now it's out of control. Infected animals excrete contamination into soil and groundwater. Contaminated water can infect the people and animals that drink it, and the fish that swim in it. Contaminated soil affects the plants that grow in it. Plant diseases can infect the animals that eat them, and the circle goes round and round.
Can't we just make these diseases go away?
What are these new diseases? What are they really?
Disease is evidence of change, adaptation, mutation, and evolution. All these new diseases are proof that we are in a period of rapidly escalating biological change, an evolutionary crisis.
So, do you all think that the super plague really is going to come this time?
The super plague is already here. It has many faces, many forms, and many different names. Bird flu infects a variety of animals, not just bear, people, whales, ferrets, cats, horses, dogs, leopards. H5N1 bird flu jumps back and forth between species, and it's already been jumping back and forth for a good 45 years.
The real problem with bird flu and all the other super plagues is not the fatality rate. The crisis is not the number of people expected to die. It's the number of people who survive.
Economic destabilization, the corporate strategy.
The most dangerous strains of the super plague are not fatal. The most dangerous forms cause chronic disease. And the greatest danger chronic disease presents is economic.
Chronic disease is epidemic worldwide. Over 400 million people are expected to die from chronic disease in the next 10 years, according to reports from the World Bank and the World Health Organization. Nations are facing bankruptcy because survivors living with chronic disease cost money to support and don't contribute to the economic system.
economic destabilization.
We all are in a crisis, and everybody knows but the voters.
50 years ago, it was evident that we were facing an evolutionary crisis. The critical point was reached in 1997, the point of self-organizing criticality. By 2001, the scientific proof was absolutely undeniable.
The corporate solution.
Europe responded and built up their Eden project. Poorer nations and continents could not afford a system like Eden, so they relied on the World Health Organization, who relies on wealthier nations for funding. They did not get the money.
North America did nothing. The USA silenced US scientists and made it an act of treason for American scientists to talk about prions, for example. No new monitoring, surveillance, or prevention strategies were implemented in North America.
The corporate strategy.
Instead, the war on terrorism became the big budget priority in the USA. Health budgets and veterans' benefits were slashed to ribbons. Do you think maybe the war on terror was created to hide the real crisis? Chronic disease now is epidemic in the USA and worldwide. Today, the preferred solution is not prevention. It's assisted suicide. Chronic disease can be prevented if it's caught early enough. But insurance policies don't cover early diagnosis or prevention. In fact, medical insurance specifically disallows early diagnosis and preventive treatments. So even if you have insurance, you're only covered for late-stage effects.
Well, it looks like assisted suicide is the treatment of choice. For those who can't afford the medical miracles they paid for with their taxes.
Corporate conspiracy. The corporate strategy.
Injustice aside, we still are in an evolutionary crisis. The thing is, contamination, pollution, radiation, diseases don't just affect our system cells and organs. They affect our genes. They change us at a genetic level. It's already happening.
Genetically modified human products. Genetically modified human beings.
Just like microbes adapt, mutate, and evolve, so do humans, and disease is part of our evolutionary process.
Disease is essential, necessary, if we are to adapt to live in this new world we have created.
Human disease is evidence of adaptation, mutation, and evolution. We need to evolve, or else we will become extinct.
Kill useless
creatures. Humans are mixing vessels for H5N1 bird flu and other microbes too. Every infection any person has is an opportunity for the human species to figure out exactly how to adapt and to learn what mutation is required to ensure survival of the human species.
Assisted suicide. Kill the useless creatures. Euthanasia. Assisted suicide.
We can't start killing people off. We don't know who carries the mutation that will prevent the extinction of the human race.
Disease is part of our evolutionary process. We need to accept that. If we don't, we'll get the corporate solution shoved right down our throats.
Death, assisted suicide, euthanasia, vigilance, assisted suicide, euthanasia. The corporate solution is assisted suicide, euthanasia, population reduction, population control.
Kill the useless creatures.
International corporations only want useful people in the world, people they can use for profit. The plan is to kill off all the useless eaters and treat or clone the workers that they need.
Genetically modified human beings. Worker clones. The management class. Genetically modified human beings.
Worker clones.
Consumers. Management. Producers. Clones. Genetically modified support services.
The corporate solution is to modify humanity on their terms and turn the human species into a genetically modified product. What can I do? Get some information, change your way of thinking, fight for humanity. You've got a lot of work to do before you can roll over and die. You've got to save the human race from the corporate solution.
You gotta get some. You gotta get some.
You gotta get some information. You gotta find out.
You gotta get some information. You gotta wake up. You gotta think.